comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM. Oh, that felt good. Yes, it's Sirius Radio. My ass is blowing mud all over the place. We're joined live with the fat face of Joseph. Hey, Bronze.
Oh.
Bam Margera, are you here?
Yes.
Running back radio.
The venomous sting of radio.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Sweet Tom Rock, my cock.
Uh-huh.
Casey Jones's locker.
Oh.
That's Davy Jones.
And Novak's not here, and we'll talk about why after a few songs. But first of all, I want to talk about, where the fuck is Phil?
I don't know. They were just here. They just walked out. Let's try to get something to eat.
Yo, Phil! He's hanging out all night, and he disappears when the show starts. I know. It's like, what are you doing, dude?
The hell's that? They're waiting.
Deco.
Hey!
Would you rather chew shit logs in the bathroom of Don Vito's house, or would you let Mike Shanahan take you to Ruth's Chris and have a nice fancy dinner
Who?
Together? Mike Shanahan.
The Broncos?
Yeah.
Coach. Yeah. Fuck you. I will eat that shit and fucking enjoy it.
How can you hate him so much?
Fuck the Broncos. I hate the fucking Broncos.
You better eat a poop log.
Wait, let me get Phil. Yeah. Why does Phil just... He's hanging out all night. And then it's time to start the show, and he just disappears. Like, what does he have to do that's so important?
Because Poof is making meatballs right now.
That's why.
He can smell it. There he is.
Why would you show up?
what are you doing?
And then you don't... Get, sit there.
Put these on.
What are you eating? Poof's fucking meatballs?
Jeez.
Look at you fumbling around.
Everything's a knots.
I wasn't eating meatballs. I was working out with your weights.
Yeah, right. You're a liar.
No, go look. I put them on the yellow and was lifting.
So, would you rather chew shit logs in the bathroom at Don Vito's house, or would you rather go to a fancy dinner with Mike Shanahan at Ruth's Chris?
Ruth's Chris right away.
No! Yeah. Why, do you like him?
What?
Do you like his ass?
Oh, Shanahan?
Yeah.
No, I'm glad the Steelers beat him.
What the fuck is going on? He just asked me these sports questions because that's because we're fucking riled up.
Because, dude, your life revolves around football pools. Like you'll
forget hockey.
Yeah, like you'll lose sleep over making the right, like, team.
Dude, he's calling
he
us
sits
up
there
all
with
week.
This little list, like, Steelers are going to win by five.
It's
yeah.
Like, yeah,
no, I don't never do the point spread.
He doesn't do
and
the point
like
spread.
There's like four people in the
Yeah, right. You love the point
no,
spread.
No, I never do it.
Do you do dream
I don't
teams?
I don't do that fantasy. I don't have a fantasy with individual players. I don't do that shit. Sorry, oh,
okay.
Tom Rock.
Would you rather...
Tom's over there. Fuck you.
Would you rather suck the piss of a faggot stick or go out to a power lunch at Isaac's?
A power lunch?
Isaac's, the restaurant? Shut up. You know I hate Isaac's.
Dude.
So what would you rather do?
Suck the what of a power dick?
Suck the piss out of a faggot stick.
A faggot stick?
Yeah.
Awesome. They give you pickles as an appetizer. I don't want a fucking bowl of pickles. They're equally as gay.
Pickles? Did you ever drive by Isaac's?
Oh, here.
I don't know.
It's the worst
here.
Have a bowl of pickles.
They have a pink flamingo as their logo, and they give you like, what do they give you, like pineapple and roast beef sandwiches?
No. It'll be like pickle mayonnaise and caper sandwich.
No, it's always like six spreads on it. It's like mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise, pineapple spread, ham. We'll stick like a crepe in there, blueberries, and then...
It's very Dainty.
Oh,
have you seen that before?
Dainty.
Do you like it?
It's edible.
Yo, Bataro.
Everything's edible. It's a fucking restaurant.
Bataro got a personal pizza there. The pizza was this big. It was smaller than them single Mama Celeste, what are they called?
Avendanza Celeste pizza for one.
Yeah, which are very good. I love Mama Celeste.
You better get a
but
box of
it. It's like this big. Dude, Dave was like... But like once that shit was done, he's like, fuck this place, let's get the fuck out. We went there to see if we could find something we actually enjoyed. We kind of did, to be fair, but it wasn't
fuck up over shit like that.
He's a chef.
He powered out. Didn't he power out 3 cheesesteaks at Geno's on The Secret?
Yeah.
Dude, it was all a secret, though.
No.
But, like, he tried to power him down before Deco could see, and then he was just like, oh, yeah, here's my one cheesesteak. Hey, what are those two rappers? Like, oh, yeah.
I don't actually think that's horrible. It was trying to be a secret. I just think it happened so fast that I saw, we sat at a clean table, and you know what, those steaks come wrapped in that paper, that plastic paper. I was like, wait, one, two, the one you're eating. And I still got mine in its wrapper. Like, is that your third? And he was like, yeah.
Where did he put it? Didn't he have cheese fries as well?
He started eating my cheese fries. But one time, he didn't eat anything. He was so asleep in the car that we couldn't even wake him up. He didn't eat anything in Geno's. So that balances it out.
Don't you hate when Pat Kavanaugh eats your French fries?
Oh, my God.
No, I hate the way Pat Kavanaugh eats my French fries.
Oh, dude, he's such a little fucking sneak. You don't mind him eating your French fries?
He just reaches over.
You just don't like the way he does it?
No, he comes up. You know when somebody...
Like they're his.
Yeah.
He doesn't even ask. He's just like, oh, that looks good. I have one. Like,
no,
fuck
let me
you.
No, he doesn't steal one of those.
I mean, you know best. You know better than me. But he'll come in and go... He'll stare at them first. Now they're tainted with his staring weirdness. Then he'll go... He'll say, oh, let me... I'm going to steal one of those. But he always takes 2 or 3. He gets one at first, and then with his next finger... then he gets 3 more. And one day, we were shooting at Viva Bam. I stopped at McDonald's and got large fries. I got like 6 orders of them. I came out. He was right there. I was like, oh, here you are, Jayla. Here you are, Johnny. Here you are, Rob. I gave them out to everybody and made sure he didn't get one. But I did have one.
Well, to add weirdness to the story, in high school, Kavanaugh used to, so no one would steal his fries, he would spit all over his fucking French fries, spit in his soup, and, like, lick his cheesesteak up and down. So if you thought about taking any of his food, you would be too repulsed to fucking digest any of it.
He's the type of dude that'll... He'll already have his hands all over it as he's asking.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Front, let me grab one of those fries.
His sick ass, dirty green old hands.
Why are they green?
Because it's a funny story. When he was in high school, he broke his leg, and they kept having to reset it. So it's always a pain in the ass to take a shower or a bath, and you have a fucking cast on your leg. So he, at one point, his part of his body was like, it wasn't even dirty, it was like green, like all up his fucking arm. And his mom used to have to give him sponge baths, and one time he got a boner. I hope to God he doesn't hear this. He got a boner while his mother and grandmother gave him a fucking sponge bath while he's like 15
Mama
years old.
Mom and grandma?
Yeah.
Get fucking disgusting.
That's disgusting, dude.
Oh, God, I hope.
There's no way.
Oh, he's
going
to kill me now.
Fucking
dude,
mom.
Oh, I'm fucking dead, dude.
Wouldn't he get really...
Yeah, didn't he used to make you bang out his girlfriend?
But that's another story. Anyway.
When you're 15, don't you always have a
hard time? Did he just like that?
Anyway?
Yeah, but that's unacceptable.
Did he like that, Joe? That was just a thing? Get ready, is.
I can show you videotape if you're really that interested.
Oh, come on.
Check out
anyway.
Video.
Yeah, video.
Did he film it?
There was a tripod involved.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He didn't grab a camera. He's like, go on, Joe. Fuck.
Yeah, that was before a lot of cameras were really handheld. Thank you. Thank you for bringing up this very painful, intimate subject.
Ew, he had to film you fucking.
Was it a VHS camera?
No, it was actually not high 8, but regular 8.
Regular 8. Oh, dude, that shit is minging.
Well, you know what was funny is that his ex-girlfriend found the fucking tape.
That's like the worst
quality. She was going through some tapes. She's like, oh, what's this? Oh, Joe having sex with a girl. And then at the end, Kavanaugh walks in and she's like, no!
But did he walk in and hump her, or did he just walk in like he saw the whole thing go down?
No, he didn't even see the weird... there was... The whole thing went on for about a year and a half, I can say. And it was this long ago, I guess I can talk about it now.
Was it fun?
I brought it up. Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, she's a beautiful girl. Yeah, she really was.
Then what was she doing with fucking Kavanaugh?
Kavanaugh, believe it or not,
you like
Kavanaugh,
ass, don't you, Franz, you little faggot.
Yeah, I've done it. Well, we all have to have a fetish, and it's better than pissing on people.
Who pisses on people?
What are you talking about?
Dude,
what?
Joe does all that weird shit. He just
no, I don't. No, I'm not, that's one thing I'm not into. But you never heard of like people pissing on each other for fun and sex? bitch.
Oh, I thought you were saying that I do that. Like, that's my hobby.
Well, what do you do that's all freaky now that we're on the subject, Mr. Margera? Young Mr. Margera?
I don't know.
Let's talk about club. I'll tell you one thing I did notice, Phil, is that when we pulled up here, the gate works really well.
Yeah.
You know the one that Glom had built at one time? They had to rip it down because he fucked the whole thing up.
Fucking thing didn't work for like...
And he embezzled like all that money from MTV over it or something like that. What was the story there,
that
Phil?
That guy's a fucking dick.
There was just like a little $4,000 discrepancy. It was no big deal.
It was just random $4,000.
Yeah, just a little discrepancy.
Is this Tim Glom that did this? Is this Tim Glom? Is this the same Tim Glom that owes Audio $9,000 for a ramp that he never built?
Oh, God.
In Bam's backyard?
This next song is Hardcore Superstar from Sweden. The song is called Bring Me Back. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
D-Cup.
Hey,
would you rather scissor kiss rape dick to dick?
Whoa, wait. Say that again.
What?
Would I scissor kick him?
No, scissor kiss. Like touch balls. Like
hell!
Scissor
kiss?
Or would you rather hang out with Kate Tumpy's dad and act like you're
I would scissor kiss.
You scissor kiss
I'd probably rather do that than
an asshole. Yo, Bran, what is the sickest thing you've ever done sexually? What is your, like, what is your little fetish? I'm dying to know.
He wants to bump dick to dick with Ray.
Fuck,
that's disgusting.
Man.
I didn't even know there was a word for that.
Yeah,
kiss.
He made that shit up. There's no
Yo,
word.
Yo, if there's any faggots listening, like, tell me if you guys like to, like, rub dicks, like... Like, what do you do? Do you, like, rub dick?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
You like rubbing your dick on a pussy? Like,
yeah.
You just want to hear it?
Sword fighting shit.
Just like pirates sword fighting?
Joe Franz cop.
Yo, if you're a homo cop, I want to hear faggot stories.
Yeah, Ben.
You know what I want to know?
Should I tell him about the hotels in Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, every time we drive by when we're going to fit or
wait, can
New
I just
York?
Say something for a call?
Yeah.
You know them Seattle commercials where they're like, if you got a boner for more than 4 hours, you got to get medical help. I want to know someone that got medical help and what the medical help. Did they inject your cock with, like, ice?
Yeah, what do they do?
I know. All right. Like, when you take Viagra or something, like, if you have a hard up for more, like, things are
it's
going to
rare, but
I have a throbbing, raging fucking heart on, and it won't go away, and it hurts.
Yeah, what happens? What's
Dude,
the risk?
Dude, that dick is so hard that it fucking hurts.
That's actually the last conversation I just had. My dad said he tried to take that shit on Australia Day night, and his dick was all fucked up. I just talked about it. Like,
fucked up in
ago.
What way?
Yeah. He said it made him fucking his knob turn blue because he had a boner for like 2 days. It won't go to the doctor.
Franz, do you take Viagra?
I've taken it, yeah.
Because I heard you hump Lara before, and you're like, oh, yeah.
No.
Fuck, yeah.
That pisses me anyway.
That's what he does.
Joe Frost
the stupidest.
What's wrong with that?
he
likes it, but he's in trouble.
I saw him.
All of a sudden, I'm an asshole
like
for enjoying sex.
Or something. Because, like, he's just extra, like, oh, fuck, yeah.
That's just me. I'm a fucking pervert. I mean, what do you want? But the most embarrassing story about Viagra is that we went down to Brazil, and I was like, yeah, I was like, you can get it over the counter here.
Oh,
I always wanted
hilarious.
To give it a shot. So what the fuck do I do? I take it, and then with rake over coffee, I'm like, wow, rake, it works. Like, what a fucking loser I am. I'm sitting here with you over coffee
well,
on
Vito
fucking
pops
Viagra.
That shit on the daily. He just likes to walk around clubs with a heart on.
Dude, I see that fucking.
How do you wear pants with a heart? Won't it cut the pants?
Yeah. Tuck it up on
slices
your belt.
That shit.
It would cut right through the pants, won't it?
That'd
be good.
You
have a heart on, it'll be like cutting through the pants, and then you pop it out through the pants.
What fucking pants are you wearing?
You got a sharp dick, Bill.
I know. Was it a metal ass dick?
It's a dick in 7.
Wait, dude,
get this thing off
we got a robo dick over here.
You can't. I'm trying to rip your fucking pants, and I can't.
That goal for
I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
What? If it's, you don't know. Never mind. It
of
can
course,
cut
never
right
mind.
Through.
What kind of dick are you talking about?
If it's if you walk around long enough, it'll rub it wrong, then it'll pop the hell through.
Phil, try to rip your pants right now. I bet you can't do it.
Anyone to
take your finger and try to poke it a hole through your pants. Oh. I bet you can't do it.
I
don't
want
to do it to these
right
pants.
Now, for anyone who can rip their pants off with a fucking boner right now.
Yeah. If you had a boner for 4 hours, you don't think your pants would rip
you
open.
You couldn't even see your boner.
Zippers. So all my zippers are ripped because if I do pop one, it rips the zipper.
I don't know what to say.
So I'm talking about 4 hours, you're going to be ripped and everything.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, should we continue the gay hotel story, Bam?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
So set it up for us. Coming back from
all
New
right,
York.
So every time Franz forgets that when we're right near the Tacoma Bridge, there's this row of hotels, and he's like, oh man, so much shady shit goes down in these hotels. and then he like explains what it is, and then like a week will go by, and we'll go to New York again. And he'll say the same thing. He did it like 4 times in a row. I'm like, Franz, did you do something shady in these hotels or something? Because you always say,
well, the shadiness is. That's where like all the dudes, like I used to work over there at NFL Films, and then if you have lunch around there, you'll see like guys like get out of their car, look totally shady, and they usually have like out of state plates. They go into a hotel room, and then like 20 minutes later, like a girl like walks in there, and it's like, gee, I wonder what's going on there. But one of the stories that I had forgotten that I just remembered the other day was I knew a gay dude who said that there was these crazy hotel parties, and it, see, if you're gay and you're in the know, you know where it is, you know what time it is, and what you do is you sit there naked on your bed, you leave all the lights on, and the door unlocked, and the window cracked a little bit. So dudes just walk around peeping in windows. You like what you see. It's all yours, man. You just go in and take it.
That's such a fucking lie, Joe. You always
gay fuck fest.
You know, it seems sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction, Rake.
There's no way there's just going to be a wandering fag party where people just roam in. And
why would there be no way?
And just gangbang.
It's not an orgy.
Yeah, but
what's so big? Oh, that's just been going on forever.
But you just know, and then you just wait to get a gay gangbang.
What about like a straight orgy? Does that shit go on?
Yeah.
Maybe Hannah should find out. Yeah. Got
yeah. Joe, all the shit you know about.
A straight orgy.
Hannah might be getting some on tour with CKY. Might be getting some.
Is he on tour with him now?
Yeah, they're getting some, I'm sure.
Are you sure he's on tour?
Yeah. He's with Matt and Uncle Matt and the Kid Bird. They're rocking and rolling.
Toss salad, Hannah.
Is Shipper getting any pussy on tour?
He's not supposed to be.
This show is so much better without Novak. No, seriously, where is Novak? Or should we get into that yet?
Oh, he's in rehab.
He's in rehab.
Uh-oh.
In
Baltimore. He relapsed?
Not with heroin.
Oh.
He started popping pills.
He needed a vacation.
Really? Did he? Yeah. Did he start popping pills?
Oh, dude, I was so pissed. Did you ever notice how, like, when like if Novak's like at the bookstore or whatever, and like you'll call him, like he's always conveniently charged, but like whenever it's like, oh, I don't have my phone on me, it's dead. He's always up to no good.
Oh yeah, and you can never find him for days.
The reason why I didn't answer is because my phone was dead. Where are you? Oh, just in Baltimore, you know, just doing nothing.
Well, dude, the funny part is about Novak. He has the stories like, oh, yeah, my phone's fucked up. Like, it only rings sometimes. Like, whose phone is broken so it only rings sometimes? Like, how stupid do you think we are? It's a digital goddamn phone. Either it works or it doesn't work, dude. It doesn't work half the time.
It rings when he wants it to.
Yeah, yeah. When he feels like picking up the phone, that's when it rings, apparently.
When he's in Baltimore with his girlfriend that humps football players, that's when the phone
comes. Oh, my God.
No.
Dude, he just talks shit on the Ravens. Dude, what if there's a Ravens guy in rehab, like, yo.
You know that?
Dude, why do Ravens people go to rehab all the time?
Bam, is it true?
Yeah, man.
Do football players go to rehab?
It happens.
Dude, I heard baseball players are like, all hop the fuck.
Oh, dude, baseball players are the partiest animals in the world, dude.
Because look at their fat asses. They don't have to do shit except stand in left field and jack off. Dude, baseball fucking sucks.
Yeah, baseball is the fucking worst.
God, I can't believe you made me play that
it's
shit.
You loved it.
God, you made me go to fucking Eastside Little League.
You loved it.
You loved it.
Why do you insist that I love it? I fucking hate it.
You were a superstar.
All I want to
You're
do
good.
Is go skate. I don't care if I was good. It sucks. It's the worst sport.
Was he good at it for?
Oh, he was bad to the bone. He was good as hell.
Really?
You know what sucks when they're like, you play baseball at home with, like, your dad, and then you go to Little League, and they put the ball on a fucking tee for the retards. I got to start that way. I thought that was the shittiest thing. I was like, I'm not playing this, dude. I'm not hitting that shit off a fucking tee.
Phil was the dad that, like, he liked baseball, so he tried to, like, make his son like it. Like, here's an Oakland A's hat. You like this team.
No, it was the
Louis
Pirates.
Louis Canseco is the best. You got to
no,
like
it was the
him.
Pirates, and it was Roberto Clemente. And it was
Barry Bonds. You like Barry Bonds. No.
Oh, yeah,
you
Barry Bonds
like
was good.
Barry Bonds. Okay, so I do. Yeah.
Phil, did you get Jesse to play ball, too, or just Bear?
Yeah, Jesse hung on until he was
18. You probably think he
18.
Liked it, too.
He was pretty good at pitching,
he played until he was 18. He must have liked it.
You made him!
I didn't make him.
You would get mad when I'd skip it. You get so pissed.
Yeah,
you
I got a little bit mad. Yeah, Jesse played
for the high school,
and then he played that after the league too. The 16-18.
Where's
but then he broke his arm,
and
his stop.
Phil, did Bam's lack of enthusiasm over the sport, like, you know, did that disappoint you as a father or?
No, because he hung with it till he was 11.
11? He quit the team. You let him quit the team.
At 11, he quit. And then Jesse hung on until 16, 17.
Okay.
Then he broke his arm and had to quit.
Did you have a mic rape?
Wasn't Jess a pitcher, Phil?
Yeah.
He's a pretty good
Remember,
pitcher.
Remember, you come to some games? They were awesome, weren't they?
I think I just played with him. You and who else played? Vito came out one time before I even knew Vito. We were playing at that one field.
Well,
Jesse
Kevin
drilled
Pat
me in the
game.
Back. He always makes fun of me for that. Drilled me in the fucking spine with a line drive.
And Bam played and he
hurt.
Liked it, didn't he? Bam played and he liked it.
Yeah,
he?
We all played.
You I liked
never,
it.
No.
Stepping up to the microphone.
The pickup games you liked, but not the organized games.
We have April Margera here. Hey,
what's
April.
Up, thanks, Joe.
Hey, remember when Phil used to get mad when you used to listen to Def Leppard because he talked about love and shit? And you're like, what do you like, Joe Elliott?
Joe Elliott.
What?
Remember that?
No, I think.
Remember when he got all genuinely mad that one time?
No. I think he's more mad because
you were listening to Hysteria, that album. You're like, you like this fucking shit. You, like, attempted to break the radio.
No. Hysteria. I listen to Elvis, and when you listen to words, it's real. Then you got Elton John singing about a woman, and he's a gay. So how the hell can you listen to Elton John talking about a woman?
Yeah. That's
and gay. I don't know these other guys. You only either listen to Elvis or CK Warren, that's it. Then you know all about the music.
Elton right. John, if you're listening,
they
Phil
pay Elton John to write
like
straight
to
lyrics.
Please call in. 877 porn bag.
He's a gay.
Elton John's a gay?
Well, he's not gay.
He has to talk
he's
about straight love because who the fuck is going to be like... Well, actually, listen to the Pet Shop Boys, dude. I'm in love with a married man. That's what he sings about.
Well, what do you think Wham stood for?
What? What does it stand for?
I said, well, those guys from Wham were all gay, too.
I thought you meant like it was an acronym.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's
sure
George Michael.
See,
I love George Michael, though.
Abe, I got pulled over going through a stop sign, and I told the cop, STOP means straight through on purpose. And he laughed so bad that he let me go.
Are you joking?
What?
Straight through
on purpose.
Are
you kidding? When did that happen today?
Right there on Allenton Road.
You better get a ticket soon, man. I'm getting pissed at you.
Man.
You never fucking get tickets.
Oh,
don't
man.
Say that.
I got pulled over a shitbag wasted one time. And the cop was like, are you fucking loaded? I'm like, yeah, and it's my birthday. He's like, oh, Christ, do you think you can make it home? I'm like, I could give it a try.
He didn't even say yes.
Oh, God.
Sam, you better not even be laughing because you know what? You're going to jinx yourself.
Well, now Missy drives when
I'm on wood.
Thank goodness.
Jeez. Missy doesn't drink too much.
I know.
Wasn't there another story about someone getting into an accident and someone said they supplied him with the mind-altering substance or something like that?
Oh, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Steve went on Jimmy Kimmel and said, hey, you know when Stavros wrecked that car with Paris Hilton? Yeah. He did that because of me. I gave him mind-altering substances that night. And dude, you know he's dead fucking
Guess
serious.
What
was it? LSD?
It was
meth?
In a magazine.
Oh, whatever.
What was it? Yeah, it's probably everything.
No, he said in helium balloons. It was written in Us and People.
Helium balloons?
Wow. Well, they did drugs, and then they sucked on helium balloons.
Wow. Oh, my.
Helium.
They hate helium.
Well, you knew Steve Allen.
I walked into this nightclub to go meet her and her billionaire boyfriend. I was just clinking and clanking with the little nitrous oxide cartridges. And filling up balloons. I probably shouldn't say that, but whoops. That's what Steve-O said.
I could totally hear him saying that.
It's funny, but half an hour before Paris Hilton had a car crash, I might have given her some mind-altering substances. You know, it's the fucking truth. There's no doubt about it.
Well, look at her. Like, we see her at all those award shows. She looks like she's out of her mind.
Hey, if you're a faggot out there, call 877-PORNBAG. We want to talk.
Seriously, we need to talk here.
I'm going to play a song, and then I have a bone to pick with Ape. Again, this is the faint agenda suicide. Radio Man Series 28 Faction.
What bone?
We'll be right back.
hot right now. Oh.
Stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl, Philip?
Steelers.
Steelers.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Almost guaranteed. I got to study it a little bit, and then I'll guarantee it later.
Who are they playing against?
Seattle. They're whooping butt.
What's a Seahawk? I think Nico likes Seattle.
Do you?
Nah. Seattle does have a lot of Penn State guys on it, though. But I still want to see the Steelers win.
Well, what I can't understand is, with all the people listening to the show, Sirius Radio is number one show right now, why are there no homosexuals calling in? We asked homosexuals to call on the show.
Call 877-PORNBAG.
Please.
Joe, I want to find out if you like rubbing dicks and shit. Like, what
Faction 28 do? Bam.
Why isn't there anyone even faking it? Like, you could get on so easy if you just called up.
Yeah, if you at least know a gay person, tell them to call us up, because we need to take someone homosexual.
Phil, how much money would it take for you to 69 dicks with Franz?
What does 69 dicks mean?
Well, don't ask.
Put two and two together.
Or one and one.
Yeah. So
how much money?
I can't even believe we're on this show.
$17,000?
Ew, he just looked me in the eyes after you said, how much money? He turns around and looks me in the eyes. Dude.
Who did? I did?
Yeah.
I want to talk to a homo right now.
This is weird. We need a real bona fide homosexual.
This is weird. Yeah.
This is weird.
I need a bona fide homosexual to call 877-PORNBAG now.
Joe, all right, what would you rather do, Bam? Would you rather every night of the week for 7 days have like 8 fags eat sushi off your naked body?
Oh,
or travel westward in a stagecoach with fags and you have to like help them whip the horses and stuff, but naked. You got to go like to the Great Plains and fly a flag.
In front of all the Indians.
Does it have to be
naked
on film for the world to see? Or can it just
no, you just got
to
do it. But people are going to see your ass. They're going to know who it is.
Look at that armchair. Look at this dude. I'd probably do the sushi thing.
I knew he was gay. So, Ben, what did you want to ask April?
Did you think so 8 days a
yeah,
week?
Yeah, Ape. Hey, I need a hotel.
Yeah, like what?
I need a hotel.
What? Like, meaning what?
I go to bed at 7 in the morning, right when Pat, Kevy, and Kevin come in, and I hear hammering all fucking morning. I hear a saw. I hear a fucking... And not to mention the door thing. I hate that. When you open it, it goes beep, beep, beep.
They said you like that.
Come here.
Kev, doesn't he like that noise you said helps him sleep?
Instead of getting a hotel, why don't you try, like, getting on a normal sleep cycle,
yeah,
like a normal human being?
Who goes to bed at
like,
7 a.m.?
I'm trying.
Well, try
yeah,
harder.
You're trying.
I'm trying.
Oh, my God.
All right, what's going on here?
I know.
Hey.
What?
That beeping door thing is so annoying.
And that beeping door thing helps.
No, I can't sleep. Because every 5 seconds I hear beep, beep, beep.
Because you're like, sleeping during the day.
Beep, beep, beep.
You're supposed to be sleeping at night.
Yeah, what's going on there, Dracula?
I can't stop it.
Well, you got to try.
What's
start tonight. Be annoying.
What is
beep,
that?
Beep, beep.
Me and Ben. Of going, why do you do that? You're keeping yourself up.
No, you need to get back on track.
You know what I'm talking about? The door, when you open it,
I hear
beep, beep, beep.
It beeps every time.
Yeah, yeah, it is annoying.
But in the middle of the night when you hear that, it means somebody's sneaking
can't
in.
Can we
you
shut
know.
It off? Well, leave it on
come.
In the middle of the night.
The police will come,
too. I'm awake in the middle of the night.
You should rig it so it makes that noise only when Novak steals something from the house.
you should get those things at the mall and then put tags, security tags on everything so it beeps.
You can buy that stuff now. It'll track it. You could find everything that you wanted to find.
Oh, yeah.
If someone stole your shit, you could bust them so hard.
What are those things called?
Hey,
RFID tags.
I think we have a
GPS.
Josh is on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
He's gay.
Oh.
Let's talk to him.
Why are we doing this?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Yo, what's up?
You tell us, man. What's it like to be gay?
I love your TV show, and your radio show is much better than that asshole over on Howard 101.
Nice.
Thank you.
So, you have a boyfriend?
Not right now, no.
Where do you live?
I live in St. Louis, Missouri.
How old were you when you realized that you were gay and you had tendencies?
Well, I don't really know if I was born that way, if I decided. Probably in high school, though.
Now, were you molested in any way, or did you just find yourself attracted to men? Because I find it the case with a lot of homosexual men. About 70% of them were once molested. Is this true, or...?
I personally wasn't, no.
Okay, good. And what was the first homosexual experience you recall having? What were the events that led up to it?
Well, in the high school, in the boys' room.
Oh, this is hot, Joe.
I guess we were changing for gym class, and we were just joking around about sword fighting.
Right, right.
Sword fight. Would you rather 69 dicks or just rub dicks?
Yeah, let's get into it.
I don't know. I'm up for anything, really.
Have you ever been to one of these alleged gay orgies, or is this just a figment of my sick, twisted imagination?
Yeah, I was at this club called Woodhouse.
Woodhouse!
See, Rake? And what typically goes on at one of these gay orgies? Are there formal invites, or are just people in the know show up? Do you have to be good-looking? What's the deal here?
You show up, and then you just sweet-talk the bouncer to get upstairs.
Right, right.
And upstairs is where the actual wood of the woodhouse is.
Right. Now, what typically does this look like when you initially walk through the door of the woodhouse? What does one see?
Well, it's really, there's a bunch of guys in man songs and, like, pleasure outfits.
Okay. Right. Yeah, go on. We're waiting.
You're getting him turned on now. Keep
what happened? Oh, he lost his erection. I mean, connection.
Oh, man.
Call back.
Man, it was getting hot in here for a second.
It was.
Are there any other homosexuals who would like to fill in?
877 porn bag.
Fencing with swords.
Yeah, Joe always has all these stories about, and it's never about dudes and a chick. It's always about dudes.
Yeah, what they do to each other. Joe, you seem to want to know an awful lot about this.
I came
you
prepared today.
You are awful curious, Joe. You are
really?
Awful curious.
Do you have gay tendencies, Joseph?
I will say this. I believe only about 5% of human beings are exclusively heterosexual or homosexual. For example, if you've ever had a dream where you've had a homosexual experience, that is one teeny little part of your mind entertaining the thought of homosexuality.
Would you rather 69 a dick or rub dicks?
I'd rather rub dicks.
Straight up, no. Now we got another call.
This is all right.
Connor.
Connor.
Rake, you take
from
this
New
one.
Jersey.
What's up, Connor?
How are you guys doing today?
Oh,
do you have a boyfriend, Connor?
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
What's his name?
His name's about 8 inches.
Oh.
Do you ever cheat on
soft or hard?
Do you ever
Connor?
Cheat on 8 inches? Did you ever cheat on Mr. 8 inches?
Well, he gave me a couple of stitches. That's all I can tell you, boys. That this.
Now, would you rather have 3 average dicks or 2 big dicks in you at once?
I would much rather have 3 average dicks. Where are you guys right now?
Don't tell him.
So, I'm just curious, what's your age, please?
My age is 28 years old.
Occupation?
Sales.
All right. Height, weight?
I deal in rubber.
Let's lay it out on the line here. What's the craziest thing you ever did sexually? Did you ever go to one of these orgies, have unprotected gay sex in the bathroom at the library? What did you do?
Guys, whatever a man and a woman and another woman with a penis do to a donkey and with a midget, that's their own gosh darn business. That's all I got to tell you.
you realize that airtime is valuable.
What's that? I do. I'm sorry. Yes. I was definitely in an orgy. There were seven of us. It was hot. It was wonderful.
Did you know these guys prior to the orgy, or?
Nope. Not at all.
Was there protection, or was kind of anything goes?
There was protection. Just... You have to do that. You know, it is 2006 and all, you know. Mm-hmm.
Good man.
What about sword fighting? As they say, or skin flute playing.
You know, we play Ghostbusters a lot. You don't want to cross streams, you know what I mean? You want to do the right way.
I think I know what you mean. Hey, now in a straight bathroom, for example, the movie theater or something, do you ever find yourself in a position where you're kind of checking out what the other guys all have and that kind of a thing?
Well, you know, absolutely. Absolutely. Uh-huh. I try.
Who would you rather get gay with, Ryan Dunn or Bam Margera?
Bam. That's all I gotta say, babe.
Oh, God.
Now, where does Rake Yon on the gay scale of 1 to 10? Where does Rake Yon fall on the attractive scale? I mean, he's hairy. He's
Raekyon,
crazy.
Raekyon wants to get humped missionary style because it's more gay.
No.
Face to face.
Face to face.
I give him about a 16 and a half.
Would you hump the venomous stinger Raekyon face to face?
What's that?
Would you make eye contact with Raek as you hump him?
No.
Of course. Of course.
How
tall? I'm going to be blindfolded, though. I'll tell you that right
now. Oh, come on now.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Okay. Joe will probably do it, though.
I'll take care of you, honey.
Okay, this is getting disgusting. But I'll be exciting.
All right, we're going to go. See you later.
Are you 7 foot tall by any chance?
No, but I'm 7 inches long, baby.
I'm getting waxed by a man. Seven foot tall. With a big fucking cock to that asshole. Yeah, that's gross.
Give me peanut butter on toast. I swear to God, I can link logs in my
thank you, Connor.
I got a big testicle.
I was looking forward to this show because Novak wasn't here, and I figured it'd be clean, family entertainment for once.
Oh, yeah.
It's somehow taking a turn for the worst.
You're so wrong.
Joe, you fucked that up.
If you're a fed-up mom, call 877-PORN-BAG.
I don't even have to call. I'm already here.
Yeah.
What's the bone you have with mom? Didn't you have a bone to pick?
That was the bone. I need a hotel.
Oh, you need a hotel, okay.
Yeah. Oh, Ape, you know how I have this new record label now and everybody sends CDs to your house?
Right.
All right, well, there's one that I found and I liked, and I want to see what you think of it.
All right.
Bobo. They're hot chicks. They live in Scranton. Let's hear it. This song's called Scranton.
Oh, Scranton's back.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I read this last night.
Yeah.
Rockslide in the city, downtown is smoking pretty mules, rocking
awesome.
Electric City, Doherty is on track, and Scranton's back.
You know it.
Yeah.
Scranton's back.
We're back.
You were people later.
Scranton's
back.
The electric city.
Scranton's back.
Get erected.
We love this town.
Scranton's
back.
We're back.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Hey, should I sign them?
Awesome. Is that one that I sent over to you?
They're called The Chicks, and I'm signing them.
They're good.
Yeah,
like
that is so awesome.
I like that Scranton song.
Gotta make them sing terrible songs.
Little Elvis sound in there, wasn't there?
Oh, Jesus.
They also have a hit called...
anything else?
They have a hit called Punxsutawney Phil.
Hey, Phil! Punxsutawney Phil! Hey, Phil! Fill my ass up!
What? So do we have any more heterosexuals or homosexuals on the line?
No, I don't want to talk to a homo.
Yeah. I want to talk about that band more.
I want to talk to an angry mom.
No, how about a mother of a homosexual who's angry that this
guy's
gay?
No, just an angry mom.
The gay thing.
There's lots of angry moms.
What are you angry about?
April? I'm angry about everything, usually.
Really? How about someone that was, like, married and they got left for the other person to be gay?
Would have been angry.
What does that mean?
Go ahead, literally.
would have been angry mom called, but she wasn't angry at the show. She was just angry in general.
Like, hey, there's lots of...
Just an angry mom?
Hey, there's lots of angry moms just out there.
Yeah, Glom's mom.
Unappreciated.
Does she and Glom's mom have to look at your son? Like, I gave birth to this.
Oh, my God.
Holy kidding, Tim. I'm your biggest fan. Seriously.
Don't make me play another song so soon. I just played The Chicks.
That was awesome.
No, there's lots of angry moms. You might as well have them call in. They're pissed off
about
everything.
I love that song.
Yo, Time Rock, do you have that new In Flames?
What about the rest of that CD? You played like a minute of
it. What's it called?
Take This Life.
Take This Life?
Tom Rock, everybody.
I love In Flames. Wait, what was the name of the girl band?
The chicks.
C-H-I-X.
What is it? Chicks? Oh, yeah, that did come to our house.
Get them to sing a song about Tim Glom in Oxford.
The
mayor's threats are paying.
Let's hear this new In Flames. This is called Take This Life. Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction, right, Phil?
Faction 28 Bam.
Satisfy me.
Radio.
Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Oh!
Faction 28 Bam.
Hey, if anybody know who sings that song? You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me. Call up and tell us who sings it so we can have Franz sing it.
What did they drop the bomb on, Franz?
Franz, just sing it.
Me.
Come on. These fuckers, when we filmed the Groundhog Day episode of Viva La Bam, they made me sing it so much, I lost my voice for two goddamn weeks. I gave in to peer pressure.
But he does the me.
They have it.
Dude, you feel it. When he says me so bad.
They said they have it. Can he sing along to it?
Let Franz
hear it. Here it is.
Is this it?
I'll sing.
Yeah, it is. Can he sing to it?
Here we go.
Who does that?
I love the bomb sound effect, too. This is such a powerful song.
Write down Vito's number.
All right, here we go.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Who sings this?
You get the feel. He only knows the chorus.
It's so much beer. I only know.
You only know the hook.
Okay,
here we go.
Vito's number.
Bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me. You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
Oh, oh my God.
Get that chorus again, Joe.
Oh my God. This is the Gap Band, everybody. The Gap Band. Drop the bomb on me.
That's so fucking good. Keep going, Joe.
Dude, he feels it so fucking hard.
On me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. You dropped the bomb on me. Baby.
You know, he holds
you dropped the bomb on me.
Now, if you can imagine, during the Groundhog Day episode, these fuckers made me do that for fucking 2 days straight. It's not easy.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me. You dropped the bomb on me. You dropped the bomb on me. Yeah. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me.
Okay, song's over. Thank you.
That was Joseph A. Franz on Sirius 28 Action, Bam Radio.
Why can't he not look at us the whole time while he sings? He had to turn his face to one.
Dude, you feel it so hard, dude. You're fucking feeling it, dude.
Oh, boy, I'm feeling it all right.
Can we call Vito?
Feeling like an asshole.
Me!
We need to find out why Vito's hanging out with Wayne again.
Call him up. Wayne is the type of guy who...
Wayne's
who,
World.
I remember the one time he came here, the one time he was actually... first of all, he misrepresents himself as Bam's cousin. And so he goes around, I'm Bam's cousin. So the one time he was actually invited over Bam's house...
Everybody has the same
five
voice.
Minutes of him... 5 minutes of him being in the house, he broke, like, a $700 chair and, like, a fucking vase that April just got. She was so proud of it. She got it at this antique store. It's like, Wayne, you are such a fuck-up. And his haircut... He has the stupidest fucking haircut I have ever seen in my goddamn life.
Let's talk to Vito. Is he there?
Where do you find a bowl small enough for his little pee head to give him that fucking
Vincey.
Haircut? Yo, Don Vito. Don Vito, finish your cereal so Wayne can get a haircut.
Where's Vito?
Do we have to call Vito?
What? Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
Call him.
Did you guys tell them?
Oh, where's Boof? Where's Boof? We need Boof.
Did you tell
Boof,
the
come in here, Boof.
Did you tell the Wayne story on the air?
I don't know. I'm not telling it.
Yeah, fuck that. Litigation pending.
Vito.
What?
What the fuck are you doing?
No. My dad stepped out from Cleveland.
What, did you go to Hooters at Cayman?
No, I was Hooters this afternoon.
Some guy pissed his pants at Hooters. They had to drag him out. Swear to God.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happened there?
He was just drunk as shit.
You know how it is. You were there today?
Yeah, we're calling because Boof's fed the fuck up because she had to pick up Wayne at the airport when he robbed your little ass.
What?
You heard him. You heard.
What are you going to
do?
Go on,
Booth. Say it.
He came at the Baltimore 2 days ago.
God. No, Booth's fed the fuck up because you didn't say that you had to pick up Wayne until you were 5 minutes over that way to the house.
Yeah, Phil. I mean, whatever your name is.
What the fuck difference does it make?
Say hi, Booth.
Hi, Vito.
We have your sister on the phone, Booth. Booth, tell it to him like it is.
It's fucked up, Vito.
You hear that, Vito?
Yeah, what the fuck's your problem? What are you talking about?
Because
oh,
you fucking made me pick up Wayne.
What the fuck's the big deal? I didn't rob it. Somebody else.
And now
he knows who robbed.
Everybody's mad at me.
He knows who robbed your house, Vito. He is the culprit.
It's something to be fucking know, but it ain't him because he was with me, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he made a phone call to his buddy to say where everything was.
What?
Who would know your bedroom where everything is except Wayne? Who
the
else?
Fuck was in there? I don't fucking know. There's a picture showing at the Wawa. Who the fuck that is? That's who it is.
On New Year's?
What?
Wait, say it again.
Next week's fucking show, who the fuck it is. So.
No, Vito, he probably sold that quarter for $10.
Yeah, somebody who cashed in Dover, dummy.
But wait a minute, I don't understand.
Believe me, you're a bunch of fucking idiots. I'm a motherfucker the whole time. I know somebody fucking knows, but he didn't rob.
So well, how come you were saying his name that night?
Somebody knows.
Fucking know, that's all. And he's been in my room more than anybody else. I fucking was pissed off.
So you just know,
Vito,
that he
when
did.
You were drunk
Somebody
and at your when you were at your most vulnerable, you were the one that was saying it was Wayne. It had to be Wayne because Wayne knows where everything is. And who else would go in your room? Nobody.
Oh, damn, man.
Hey, Dave, I don't even fucking know, but somebody I know that they're going to get caught. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Buy him Christmas presents when you find out?
What are you doing tonight, Vito?
Huh?
What are you going to do tonight?
No, I'm taking off tonight. I just worked 4 straight days in a row.
You worked?
For 4 fucking days. I
you feel any titties up?
Yeah, dude, it was 100% fuck fest, believe it.
Did you fuck anybody?
3 fucking days in a row, dude. It's fucking out of control. I got libido.
Did you fuck?
Yes. 100%.
That's a no.
All 3 nights?
Yeah, he said 3 nights in a row.
All 3 nights?
Everything I got fucked to a video game. You'll see it.
You have a videotape?
Oh, boy.
There's a videotape of Vincy McGarrah fucking?
Oh, God.
I'm coming over.
Oh, my God.
I'm breaking every VCR in the world.
Vito, I'm coming over to see it.
Fucking, I swear to Christ, I ain't bullshit.
I'd rather watch a Bissell how-to tape.
It's in New York. They shut the place down 1:30. There's 8 girls naked all at the same time, eating each other. I'm eating them, feeling their pussies, and eating each other out.
You're full of fucking shit.
Was it a fuck fest? Was it an A-OK auto body fuck fest?
It's definitely Don Vito's fuck fest.
Were they hotter than the transvestites at A-OK auto body?
I'll talk to you later. I gotta take a rest right now.
For the rest.
I'm in Budweiser. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, boy.
He really does,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry, but that man is despicable.
I've lost my appetite.
Oh, my God. I would rather watch an infomercial than that.
Remember when he was shouting that it was Wayne the whole time?
Dude, it's Wayne's World. It was Wayne.
Boof, you have it on backwards.
Now, I heard a rumor. I don't know if this is true, but there was a big deal on New Year's Eve. Wayne left early, and all of a sudden, all this stuff was missing out of Don Vito's house. Wayne was the only one who disappeared for 20 minutes.
No, you know why he disappeared? He wanted to see the ball drop. Now, why would Wayne leave a perfectly good party with free booze to go see a fucking ball drop? I'm not buying it.
Maybe there was a ball in Vito's room he wanted to see drop.
Yeah, Wayne, what's going on there? I mean, it does look a little fishy, and we're just interested in getting
the real
story.
It's fishy as fuck. Wayne never leaves a party early with free fucking booze.
Dude, imagine having
a booze straight the fuck
right.
up.
A moocher like that leaving a party with free booze, I find that hard to believe. But I don't know. I'm just saying.
The worst is, Ron, imagine having to get Don Vito sloppy seconds for months on end. It's got to be horrible.
What?
Don Vito gets all the hot chicks and the rest of his entourage gets his sloppy seconds.
Not Wayne. He goes around saying he's Bam's cousin and gets laid off it. It's disgusting.
Do we have time for one more song? Yes. Can we play that Motorhead song?
Yes.
Oh, Rake loves Motorhead.
Fuck yeah.
White Night Fever, baby.
Bye, everybody.
That's a good song.
See you next week.
All right, this is Motorhead.
said in the neighborhood. We're saying goodbye, Radio.
Everybody angry.
Phil, why don't you say
next
it?
Week.
Thanks for the Radio Steve Ladder.
Serious 28 faction. This is Motorhead, and Rake likes them, right, Rake?
That's right.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Eat healthy.
Watch NHL on Sirius.
Oh.
You can't watch it.
Take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.